720. WGN, it is On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio here, 303 Wacker. And this was a great opportunity. We talked about it a bunch throughout the course of the program. Is, you know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., one of the biggest stars in racing. I think for the last 15 or so years, he was the most popular driver, regardless of how much success he had or didn't have on the track. Had a very respectable career. He's won a bunch of races and a couple Daytona 500s. But when it comes to the popularity, and certainly some can be transferred from his father, Dale Earnhardt Sr., but he kind of made his own way, his own personality, and certainly had tons and tons of fans. Left racing and now is getting into the broadcast booth. And this is kind of the kickoff of that next part of the career. Is he going to be successful? He's certainly going to have every opportunity and every advantage going in, but at the end of the day, he's got to be able to do it. And so there was a press conference with Jeff Burton, Steve Letard. Those are the guys going to be in the booth with him, along with Sam Flood, who is one of the presidents of production for NBC. And this is, I don't want to say it's a gamble for them, because I think a lot of people are going to check it out, but you want things to go well. Got a chance to hear Dale's kind of thoughts on this, and was able to kind of pull some of the audio from that. And this is some interesting stuff. And so this first question, you know, that was asked was, you know, as far as what kind of training, you know, it's the kind of thing broadcasters, you got to go through some kind of training, or at least some kind of, I guess, some kind of experience in order to prepare yourself for. So what kind of training, and then what kind of challenges did he face going into this?
Well, we spent a couple races in the radio booth at the Hall of Fame. We did Texas, Talladega, and what other track?
Charlotte.
No, was that on it? We just did three?
Yeah.
So we did three. We did two in the booth at the Hall of Fame, and then we did Charlotte at the racetrack in a suite. And it was good. You know, I was really nervous about going in cold turkey without really a whole lot of experience. And so it gave me a lot of peace of mind, and it allowed me to build a little bit of a rapport with Jeff and Rick, because, you know, that's our, you know, we're going to need that chemistry. And it helped me kind of understand what their jobs are and where I kind of fit in there, and what I'm going to be asked to do, and what my objectives are. So it was really helpful for me. Not sure what the other guys got out of it, but I was, you know, and it also, I guess, you know, I still got the job. So the guys, you know, NBC's pretty happy with what they heard in our practice runs, and I got a lot of great feedback and was able to, you know, adjust on the fly, and it was cool.
And then the other opportunity, you think about this over the course of his career, and even when he raced with and against his dad, is that he was one of the kind of most sought after media, as far as interviews or any kind of input and things like that, out of any of the drivers, you know. And I had an opportunity back in, I think it was maybe 1999, interview him at the Brickyard when his rookie season in racing. And so over that course of time, he was a very sought after guest anytime you could get him to do it. Wasn't always the most comfortable interviewee. And so this next question was kind of the thoughts on, you know, having spent so much time being sought after by the media and being a guest, and now here he is on the other side of that, on the other side being part of the media. And has his perception changed at all now that he is the media?
Oh, there's a lot of things. I don't know if there's one thing that sticks out. There's a lot of things that my perception changed about. Things that I thought that was annoying or unnecessary, or, you know, as a driver, I find them necessary, and I understand the sort of purpose for a lot of things as coming from the media standpoint. You know, when you're a driver, you think you have all these ideas about how the sport needs what the sport needs to be better, or be, you know, we're always trying to improve the health of the sport. Everybody's got the sport's best interest at heart. And as a driver, you have those opinions of what those things are. And then when you go into the broadcast booth and you're on the other side, it's looking at it through a totally different lens. Some of those things change like completely 180 degrees. When I was a driver, I didn't like being mixed up in rivalries, and I tried to fly under the radar and didn't want to be front page news all week with the dust up of another driver, or being any type of a disagreement or conflict, and didn't like to be the story all week leading up to the next race, or in any of the videos coming up for the next race's promotion about, you know, me and some other driver running into each other. But now that I'm on the media side, I understand what the purpose behind those that type of promotion is, and why the media exercises to share that with fans and help them understand the storylines in the sport. That's so critical, and I just didn't see it that way as a driver. So, and that's just one of many, many things that my perceptions changed on. And that'll, there's so much to learn and absorb, and this is going to be an incredible 21 weeks of education for me. And I'll have a lot more, things on that list, I'm sure, by the time we get through Homestead.
You think about this, too, is, for Dale Earnhardt Jr., kind of growing up in racing, of course, at the track since he was a little kid. There's pictures, a lot of the social media that he shares with it as well. And then now kind of stepping away from the driving part of it. And he's got so many different things, that are going on in his life. And he gets an opportunity to kind of reflect on what has changed as he's made that transition from driver to professional media person.
A lot. I've had a little girl. And over a year into an amazing marriage to an incredible girl or incredible person, I got out of driving cars and a little bit more involved in all the businesses that we're trying to grow. And I've been trying, to learn everything I can to be ready for the priority in my professional life, and that's my new job at NBC. It's been really smooth so far. No big holdups or speed bumps or no real huge surprises. My teammates in the booth have been real supportive and helpful, and the entire staff at NBC has been incredibly helpful, and there's no stupid questions, it doesn't seem, and they're full of information. And I've had the opportunity to go into the studio back in Charlotte and do some of the Wednesday shows and get a little bit of practice, just sort of being around the team, and had the awesome experience of going over to South Korea. That was an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do something like that, and that really gave me a ton of confidence that I joined the right team, and they were happy to have me, and everybody's been really incredibly nice. So we had fun at the Super Bowl, too. So it's been a lot of fun, really. I feel like I retired and haven't even started working again. So it's pretty surreal.
Yeah, you think about this. It is pretty surreal. It's going to be interesting. I think there's going to be a certain amount of people that are going to tune in. Certainly all of his fans are going to want to hear his perspective. I always like the ideas of, you get drivers in there, especially drivers who have had some level of success, kind of giving their viewpoints, kind of breaking down the action, going through the potential decision making that's happening down on the track. But also too, is Dale's, he's kind of a funnier guy than a lot of people give him credit for. He's a food guy, an aspiring barbecue pitmaster, as we also know as well. And it'll be interesting to hear his take. And I hope he does get to do some of those kind of features with Rutledge Wood, who is a good friend of ours. We'll probably have him on tomorrow evening, and I want to encourage people to tune in for that as well. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up and send it to the beat. It is On the Road with Dane here on 720.